I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, we spoke with Dick Derby. He's the project coordinator for Project Keep Kids Warm. It's a clothing drive for kids in need and families in the western end of Marquette County, and the second phase kicks in this Saturday. Here's more on what's happening with Project Keep Kids Warm with Dick Derby.
This is the seventh annual winter clothing drive for needy families in the Ishpeming-Nagani Republic area and certainly surrounding communities. And we are so happy to report that there were many, many volunteers and, of course, all those great kids that come out of the high schools up on that end helping us get over 7,000 bags distributed to homes in Ishpeming, West Ishpeming, National Mine, Nagani, all the way up the North Nagani Road and out into the Republic Mishigami area last Saturday. And now we're hoping once again for the wonderful generosity of all of those great people in those communities to put out slightly used or new winter clothing this Saturday for the collection. And that same, just I can never say enough about that great army of volunteers that'll be coming back through the neighborhoods looking for those bags with the pink fluorescent labels and those donations which will go for needy kids in our area. And winter's coming. Yeah, the weather's warm, but we know it's not going to stay that way.
Well, basically, if you're listening this morning, you hear us on that end of the county and you got one of these bags, now is the time to get it ready because it's going to be picked up Saturday. What are you looking for?
Well, snow pants, jackets, boots, hats, mittens, gloves, anything that age infant to 18 can wear. And we've known over the years that some of those items recycle well and kids outgrow them and they're still in good condition and they get handed down. But little boy's snow pants would be a good example of something that tends to wear out before it gets outgrown. And warm Sorel or felt pack boots are another thing that seem to wear out before they get recycled to either the younger sibling in the family or the neighbor. And so those are some focus items that we try to concentrate on each year.
Of course, this is a project that, as you said, seventh annual. People seem to know about it, but you had a record number of volunteers turn out to distribute. It seems that there's probably maybe an increased sense of need in that end of the county with some of the economic news that's been happening. And maybe that will result now in people saying we want to help.
Well, we certainly hope so. And there were just huge numbers of students that came to help that wanted to participate and get some volunteer time and community service hours for part of their academic requirements. And many, many other people from area churches. We certainly want to thank the folks who sponsor this event at Wesley United Methodist Church and the sister church that sponsors in Nagani, Emmanuel Lutheran, and the Nagani Ministerial Association, Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, the Pioneer Kiwanis, and other service organizations that were all there. But indeed, now the focus changes from that effort to every household that got a bag. And we look to those people as we have in the past and probably can already be applauding their response because the generosity on the West End, it never goes away. When a program like this comes along, and as you said, Walt, people are familiar with it now. This is the seventh annual. It's always a little bit of an emotional issue to see how well people are willing to support a neighbor in need. And those needs never go away, and you're right. There's always some economic distress in a community. We've had the mine closure. Any family can be hit with the burden of an extra automobile bill or a kitchen appliance that isn't working or a fuel bill or something that causes some economic stress, and suddenly winter clothing may not be in their budget. And that's what Project Keep Kids Warm is all about, is making sure that none of those kids go out on a cold day without a good jacket, snow pants, boots, hats, gloves, and all those things that we donate.
The pickup is coming up on Saturday. Dick, what is the schedule for the pickup coming up on Saturday?
All of our great students and the adult drivers will be coming through the neighborhoods starting about 10 o'clock. And so we hope that gives everybody enough time to put those bags out on the front porch or curbside where we can see them and see the pink fluorescent label. And then all that clothing will be taken over to the Ishpeming Armory. And in the days that follow, it'll be sorted and put out on tables based on age group and little boy, little girl, or age infant all the way up to age 18. And then we don't want to miss noting the date of the free shopping or free distribution day at the Ishpeming Armory for needy families to come in and pick up the clothing that they need. That is October 1st, a Saturday from 9 until 1.
Now, what if someone wants to give to this, let's say, but they're not going to be home this weekend, they're leaving, they don't want to put stuff out in a bag a day or two in advance out in front of their place or whatever, or they can't get involved on Saturday. Is there an option, or what can they do maybe to still give some items?
There would be plenty of time in the days that follow to take those donations to either Wesley United Methodist Church in Ishpeming or Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Nagani, or they could go directly to Salvation Army or St. Vincent de Paul. We work very, very closely with those organizations as well.
Well, again, the bag pickup for Project Keep Kids Warm is this Saturday morning. If you got one of the bags, you know you did. Put some items in there, such as, what are you looking for again?
Well, winter jackets, snow pants, heavy boots, gloves, mittens, hats, scarves, anything that we can use to keep those kids, as we say, keep them warm when the snow starts to fly, and we know that's coming.
That's Dick Derby, project coordinator for Project Keep Kids Warm. For Great Lakes Radio News, I'm Walt Lindelaw.